Digging a grave is hard work. I pause for a moment, dropping the shovel to give the blisters popping up on my palms a bit of relief. I wipe sweat from my brow with the back of my forearm. The deeper I go, the easier it gets to dig. The first layer of dirt was almost impossible to break through, but then again I had a partner to help me back then. Now it's just me. Well, me and the body. But it won't be of much help. I wonder how deep a body needs to be buried before the animals can't smell it. When the hole was shallow, I was able to dig without climbing in, but now the only way I can continue is to be inside the grave. Standing inside a grave feels like bad luck. We all end up in one of these holes eventually, but you also don't have to tempt fate. Sadly, it's unavoidable right now. As I dig the blade of the shovel into the dry, hard soil once again, my ears perk up. It's quiet here in the woods except for the wind, but I'm certain I heard something. Crack. There it is again. It almost sounds like a branch snapping in half, although I can't tell if it was coming from behind me or in front of me. I straighten up and squint into the darkness. Is somebody here? I grip the shovel in my right hand, listening as hard as I can. I hold my breath, quieting the sound of air entering and leaving my lungs. Crack. It's another branch snapping in two. I'm sure of it this time, and not only that, but the sound is closer than last time. And now I hear leaves crunching. My stomach clenches. There's no way I can talk my way out of this one. There's no way I can pretend it's all one big misunderstanding. If somebody spots me, it's over. I'm done. Handcuffs snapped on my wrists, a police car with sirens wailing, life in prison without chance of parole, all that jazz.